My mum is a twin, and in 1933 that is, they were both born. And her sister and her, this year, if you do the sums, turn 80. Matter of fact, they turn 80 in about 4 weeks' time. And mum and my daughter and I are all travelling down to Sydney to celebrate mum's 80th birthday, but her twin sister, Jan, is in a nowhere near as good a condition as my mum. Mum is incredibly healthy, vital, slim, good looking, and very, very capable, still driving, does wood turning as a hobby, and a lot of gardening, and you know, is very, very active, doing very well for herself. And unfortunately her sister is in nowhere near the same condition. She's in a nursing home now with some form of dementia, not sure what. Don't know if it's Alzheimer's. I think maybe it's not, but she definitely has some form of dementia, and she's very forgetful, along with maybe a little bit of a Parkinsonian shake. And today mum came down from Toowoomba, got on the bus, came down. I picked her up from the bus station and took her over to visit her sister. And we picked her up from the nursing home where she stays, and we took her out to a cafe. We left a walker behind, actually. She's got a walking frame to help her get around. But we left that behind, and we just held her hand, and we were her walking frame, which actually I think was far more efficient than her managing one of those clumsy wheeled frames, especially getting in and out of the car. And we went and had a lovely brunch. And we just sat with Jan and chatted about things, and she was actually flirting with me. She's a real character. And she's very, very elderly. She's an old woman, whereas I don't think of my mum as an old woman. And we spent a few hours with her and then took her back to the nursing home. Talked about some of the old days. Went back to the nursing home the long way, actually drove right through the city and around about. A bit of a Cook's tour of parts of Brisbane that even my mum doesn't see very often, but gave Jan an opportunity to get out and about and have a look at the greater world. When you're stuck inside a nursing home and the four walls of that structure are all you know, you don't see much of the world. And even though I know that just an hour or so later she's probably even forgotten that we were there, I know that it put a bit of a spark in her day, made her feel good, helped her, you know, have a little bit of adventure in her very shallow life. It's it was a lovely thing to do, and I know Mum really enjoyed the time too, because Jan's probably already forgotten it. Mum admits that she did it more for herself, more to spend time with her twin sister and continue the connection. Imagine, just for a moment, imagine knowing somebody for 80 years. You might have been with your spouse, partner, for a long time, but you wouldn't have been with them probably for 80 years. You might know your siblings, but even siblings, most people don't necessarily know them for their entire life. You know, one of you has probably had a head start, you know, a couple of years older than the other. But when it comes to twins, you match yourself for the entire life. You know? You're going through school pegging each other. You go through adolescence maturing at the same rate. Probably get married, have children around about the same time in life. And now they're both about to turn 80 at the same time. They've known each other for 80 years. And twins have a special bond, which I don't even understand. My sister is 18 months younger than me, but we certainly don't have the same bond that our mum and our aunt have. It was sad and beautiful all at once, and it was a really lovely day to spend time with mum and her twin sister and enable them to spend a little bit of quality time together and enjoy each other's company. It was really a lovely few hours. with them both.